Everybody, this is Jerome.
This is Ginger.
And it's North Platte in a nutshell. And we're here live at Good Life on the Bricks. We are actually in their patio area, which we've done one from the bar, one from the restaurant side. We figured we'll go ahead and do the patio area.
It's like the trifecta.
Yeah, we hit them all. And we are, again, Pabst Blue Ribbon coffee drink. And
the vanilla.
Yeah, the vanilla. So, hi, Alexis. She has joined. Hi. Okay, so first thing I want to get to, before we get to what's going on this week, I just want to recap and talk a little bit, because I have actually been approached by a couple of people that I know about our last episode. We want to thank everybody for listening to that. Not that you guys care, but it is so far our best performing episode that we've done. And that was the one that involved swingers. So,
yeah.
Yeah.
It's an interesting topic.
It is.
And finding out what it's like in a small community to be involved in that lifestyle is a very interesting thing. I know people in Denver are actually starting to watch it.
Really?
Yes. Those two people that I mentioned that actually do the courses at the library.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
They've seen it.
They have.
They've seen it.
That's awesome. That's great.
So,
yeah. So if anybody out there, you know, I actually got a comment from a friend who said that her and her husband listened to it. While that lifestyle isn't for them, you know, they said not for us, but they did find it interesting. So,
and I hope it honestly achieves the goal that we set out, which was to broaden people's mind on it, to take the stigma away, and, you know, understand that these people's relationships have to be hell of fucking strong.
Oh my God,
in
so
order
strong.
To do something like this.
Right. So thanks to everybody who checked that episode out. If you haven't yet, you can find it on our Facebook page, our YouTube channel, Anchor, Google, Spotify, wherever you listen to us get our content from, you can find it. It's a pretty good listen. And I reached out to Greg and Marcia Brady, and I told them, you know, if we'd love to have them on again, do a follow-up or even just talk to them.
Even if, like, if our listeners and our viewers have questions, submit this to us, and, you know, that's something we can definitely ask them.
Yeah, we can certainly reach out and see if they'd be willing to do a follow-up if anybody has any questions, or even just talk to them about what's going on in North Platte. I think it would be interesting.
Yep, and we will always keep their identity secret, sorry.
Yeah, their identity will always be a secret. So, all right, so moving on, some things going on this weekend. Of course, it is Valentine's. Love is in the air, and there's a whole bunch of people that are like, it's funny whenever this weekend happens or whenever this day happens, because there's just as many people that are just like in love and happy and I love my bae and all that. And there's just as many people that are just like, fucking hate this day. So dumb.
Single Awareness Day.
I'm single forever, whatever. I'm
never going to find anybody. My soulmate is probably contracted the
coronavirus.
Right? Died in China.
Or those people, they're like, I don't care. I don't care, whatever. I don't care. No, they care. Anybody tomorrow on Valentine's Day that posts on Facebook or any of your friends that tell you, like, I don't care what day it is. I don't give a shit. Yes, they do. They absolutely do. Because if they didn't, they wouldn't say anything.
Yeah.
They want you to know they don't care, but they care. They care deeply.
What are you and your wife doing for?
Nothing. Our anniversary was earlier this week, so that was kind of, we combined the two. Mm-hmm. And we got a sitter that night instead of this Friday. So we're not planning on doing
anything. We did ours this morning. We went to breakfast. We like to totally take everything and throw it out the window and go like have breakfast.
Yeah.
I'm not even that day.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's going to be a good time for people, especially on a Friday. You don't have to worry about doing something in the middle of the week or on a Sunday. So
mark your calendars, 9 months from today or tomorrow.
Yep. And in 9 months, we'll see who had a really good Valentine's Day. Speaking of Good Life, they have a dinner special going on. You'll find them, you know, pretty much anywhere. But since we are at Good Life, we'll go ahead and talk about theirs. Excuse me. I wrote this down, so forgive me. I'm going to look at my paper here. But it's a couple's dinner. It's $59.99. You get a free appetizer. You get your choice of smoked salmon or filet mignon. You get a bottle of the bubbly, a little bit of the bubbly. And for dessert, you get a piece of their ombre cake. So all of that. I don't know. I should have asked. Might be. Let me see. This is the, no, black. Yes, ombre cake. It's this.
This. Ombre.
It's.
See, look. It's
colorful. And it's ombre. And I've actually had this, and it is outstanding. It's
black,
like,
raspberry is what it says. Yes. Vanilla icing. Oh. That sounds hella good.
It is good. It is good. I didn't know the name of it. It's just one time my wife and I came here for dinner, and we wanted to get some dessert to take home. And we were just like, this, please. We didn't even, and the way the server was like, good choice. And we're like, we know, look at it.
It's purple.
It's got colors. So you get a piece of that with your dinner.
It looks tasty.
It is. So hi, Devin, my former supervisor. Hi.
Hi. I don't know you, but hi.
So that is going on tomorrow night here at Good Life. And then after that, they normally have their club night on Friday and Saturday. I was told by Sam, one of the bartenders here, that tomorrow night is their anti-Valentine's Day celebration. Going to have drink specials and those kinds of things for that. So you can come and have, you can come and have dinner, and then afterward you can dance with your significant other, or you can watch all the couples leave while you sit in the car and wait for your single ass to come in here and dance. Either way, that sounds bad, like I'm messing with you. I'm not. I'm just saying, if you want to come in for your anti-Valentine's Day, they're going to have drink specials and that kind of thing.
Yeah.
So do that. Devin says, my beard is getting so long. It is.
Okay.
It is. It shakes.
I have a qualm with you.
Oh, my God. We're doing this? What?
Yes.
What?
I am a little mad at you.
Why?
It has to do with your beard.
Why?
You let your daughter put bows in it.
Yeah, I did.
Okay. How many times have I said, we want to braid it or put beads in it, and you won't let me do it? But you let them put bows in it. What the fuck?
Are you my 5-year-old daughter?
No.
There you go. All right. Your 5-year-old daughter says, can I put bows in your beard, Daddy? And she gives you that little, like, have you ever seen Puss in Boots?
Yeah.
Okay, you know the look he gives, the, like, big-eyed? When your 5-year-old little girl gives you the Puss in Boots big-eyed look and says, can I put bows in your beard, Daddy?
So, I need to have a conversation with her.
If you really want to try. But it's, no, beads and bedazzling, not going to happen.
Glitter.
Oh, I have 2 girls. There's glitter all over my house. I'm lucky I don't have glitter on me right now.
You probably do. You just don't know it.
Right, dude. Like, I'd be the kind of guy, if I walked into a strip club, the strippers would be worried about me getting glitter on them. They'd just be like, you okay there, buddy? It's like, yep, here's some.
I have $2.
Right?
Like,
oh. Sapphire, I'm low on glitter. I got you. Brush off my sleeve on him. I'm guessing one of the strippers' names would be Sapphire, because there's always a stripper named Sapphire. I've heard. I don't know.
Yeah.
Never been. Never been to one of those places.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, so that's what's going on at Good Life tomorrow.
Yeah.
Come get dinner, and then the anti-Valentine's Day party is happening after that. Also, something else that happens at Good Life every Monday through Saturday, 3 to 6, is their happy hour. They have half-price apps and drink specials on beer and everything else. Devin says, we know you love glitter bath bombs. I actually do. Wait, okay, let me explain.
Is there a story behind it?
There is.
Okay.
The woman who's commenting, Devin, is my former supervisor from my previous job before I left to be a stay-at-home dad. And when I left, she gave me a going away care package that involved a bunch of, like, girl stuff, like face mask, bath bombs, I can't adult today sign, all that kind of stuff. I have yet to use the face mask.
Why?
I just haven't. Probably because, like, what am I going to use it on?
Like,
most of my face
is
from there
and
up.
Here.
No, I don't think you can use it on your head.
Why?
I don't know.
What's the difference?
I don't know. We'll have to try it, maybe. But anyway, yes, there was one time I actually did. I dropped a bath bomb in the bathtub, and I believe it was lavender, and it was outstanding and fantastic. Like, I have no problem with that. I know, big beard, I'm a dude. Hi, Nichelle, former coworker.
They're just all tuning in.
They're all just tuning in now. Anyway, but yeah, I have no problem with that kind of stuff. I'll use a bath bomb. I'll do all that stuff. So we're getting all sorts of reactions now from people. I know. A mad one? Bath bomb? What the fuck? Jeremy use a bath bomb.
Like glitter?
Right? Gonna put your glitter on strippers.
Emotions everywhere.
Right? You're gonna put your glitter on strippers? That's against the natural order. They put their glitter on you.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah, that's how they mark. That's how you get in trouble when you get home. Oh, me and the fellas, we're just going out. We're going to play some pool. You know, watch the game at the bar. Then you walk in looking like fucking Robert Pattinson in Twilight in the Sun, like a disco ball walking in the room. And your wife's just like, oh, what'd you do? I got beat up by a gang of rogue pixies. And they hit me a lot with their wand, hence what looks like glitter's actually.
It's pixie dust.
And I'm very sad. And if I think of any happy thoughts, I'm going to fly away. So I better go take a shower and cry.
I don't think that would work.
No, it would not. That's not a good excuse. Trust me. So I don't know if we're on. We froze.
There we go.
Okay. Do we freeze for a minute? Ooh. People are going to have to let us know. It froze on our end. Either they saw us like frozen, or they heard us talking while we're looking at the camera. Like,
right.
But anyway, that's what's going on okay. Here at Good Life this Valentine's Day. I hogged the paper. Yeah. I have more stuff. There's a lot of cool stuff going on for Valentine's Day. So Good Life is one thing you can do.
Feather River Vineyard is another one tomorrow night. From 5 to 7, they're going to be having wine and chocolate pairing. The event is $6 for the tasting and the pairing. If you've never been out to Feather River Vineyard, it's actually really, really a very nice place. The wines are very good. And in the summer, it's just beautiful out there. I mean, you want complete like silence and you just hear the metal larks out there. It's beautiful. Absolutely wonderful. I love it out there.
Yeah.
So head over to that.
If you want to do something with the kids, there's a couple of things you can do, actually. You can head to Maranatha Skate Night. That is from 6:30 to 9:30. That's $6 a person. Out at Camp Maranatha.
Fun jumps
and all sorts of other activities, concessions. So you'll have a lot of stuff to do out there if you want to spend Valentine's Day with the kids. Or that might even be a good date idea.
Yeah.
Too. You know, go out and go roller skating for a little bit. And yeah. And then opening night for Matilda, the musical, that happens at the Fox Theater. The show starts at 8. I believe doors are at 7. So you can get your tickets for that, and that is going to run Friday, Saturday, Sunday matinee on the day, and then next weekend, Friday, Saturday, Sunday matinee. There's a lot of kids in the production. I know they've been putting a lot of work into this one, and Matilda is basically about a girl who has telekinetic powers, I believe, and she's really into books, and she helps
super
out all of her.
Smart.
Yes, really super smart, and helps all of her friends to, you know, enjoy life and such. I never saw the movie. I've never seen it.
Oh, you should watch it.
I know. Everybody keeps telling me I would.
It's like really
it.
Good.
So, but if you're familiar with Matilda, this is a stage production and it's a musical. So there you go. So you can do that.
Yeah. So also, what is going on is open mic night at Espresso Shop.
From 7 to 10.
Exactly. So that's going on too.
Yes. So you can do that. And then on Saturday, something that's tied to Matilda and also tied to the Fox Theater's celebrating 90 year anniversary is the Matilda Storytime Pizza Hour is what they're calling it, but it's actually 2 hours. It's 11:30 to 1:30. What they're going to do is they're going to have storybook characters reading their books to children. And they're going to have pizza. It's going to be a great event for kids. You can call down to the Playhouse or stop by and talk to them about tickets or if you want more information on that. Fun family-friendly event. Obviously, take the kids. It's in the middle of the day on Saturday. And So enjoy doing that. And then, of course, later that night.
Right.
Another performance of Matilda, again, starting at 8.
Also, the Golden Spike is going to start their Twilight tours from 7 to 10, too. So that's kind of a different thing to be able to see in the community, to see the rail yard at night or watch the sunset.
Yeah. It's actually, I've seen, back when I was doing radio things, we had an evening live broadcast out there. And we were there during the time when the sun was setting. So I've actually seen the sunset from the Golden Spike. Mm-hmm. It's really beautiful, yes, actually. So I would highly recommend, if you haven't been out there at night, to do that. Go and check it out at night. And Bailey Yard all lit up is just...
different.
It is, because, I mean, you can
from
see
that
it...
that vantage point, too.
Yeah, you can see it from the spike. You can see it from the overpass. You see how big and vast it is. Mm-hmm. But once you see all the lights lit up on it, then you kind of really get an idea of how big it is, because you can see all the buildings lit up and stuff. Mm-hmm. It's really cool if you haven't checked it out.
Yeah.
Pals Brewing Company, they are going to be doing on Saturday their cupcake and craft beer pairing from 11 to 4 or until the cupcakes run out. And then that is $20 to get in and take part in that.
Kelsey's Bar has a rock show with Dead End.
Yeah.
Is that right? Okay.
Yes, Dead End. Siren, Anhedonia. I know I'm butchering that name, and I'm sorry to that band.
Yeah, and Chemical Reactors. $5 cover.
So rock at Kelsey's, $5.
If you're a rock fan, here's your chance.
Go. Oh, we could do a whole episode.
We did do one
about Nebraska Land Days, but we could do an entire episode on rock in North Platte. Go. If you have a chance to go, go. Another round has karaoke starting at 9, so you can do that. And then, let's see, Sunday. We're on to Sunday.
Are we?
Yeah. I screwed up right in there.
Okay. Sunday, Matilda again.
At 2.
At 2. And then we need to, mention Saturday, Putt and Crawl.
Yes, but oh yes, I forgot. Yes, yeah. Putt and Crawl. We got a message from Tammy, who's with the JCs. They're putting this on. It's a fundraiser for Deborah's Legacy, the Playhouse, and Lincoln County Ag Society. It's a huge event. If you're unfamiliar with it, if you're new in town or you haven't heard about it, it's basically you play putt-putt golf all throughout town with the holes are in designated bars.
In costume.
And this year's theme is nautical. They're saying, let's get naughty.
Which is so up my alley.
Yeah. She has a team already. I have to work that day.
We tried to involve
her. I know. I wanted to. I wanted to so bad this year.
Because we had the costumes. Like, we would have won.
Yeah. You still might.
I don't know.
Well.
I don't think so. It would have been better if we could have had a guy on our team.
You still might. Are you full?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, teams, since you brought it up, nice segue. Teams are, you have to have 5 people, and one of those people has to be a designated driver.
I have yet to be the DJ.
So, yeah. Weird. That's a shock.
Hey, I'm super fun once I start drinking. I'm super fun anyway, but
yeah.
I get more fun.
But you have to have a designated driver to get you around town. So the early registration discount price, that ends tomorrow is when that ends. And then the price goes up to $145 for the team. So if you want to get tickets, you need to get them. You can pick them up at eventbrite.com. You can get them there. You can also get them at Whitetail Screen Print here in downtown North Platte or the Fortify Group at 408 South Jeffers in North Platte. And I got to say, I love driving down Jeffers because they always have really entertaining signs.
Yeah.
They always put something really entertaining on their sign outside. Yeah. So they're that business. If you're like, who's the Fortify Group, but you've driven down Jeffers and you've seen that funny phrase on the sign, driving south on Jeffers, there they are.
Yeah.
So I'd encourage you guys to get your tickets. Have all the fun you can. Have extra fun for me since I can't make it. So
we tried. We wanted you on the team.
So I wanted to be on. Well, and I had an idea for a team, too. And I don't want to, you know, say anything, but and I told you about that. I had an idea for a team too.
Yeah.
That would have been awesome. Yeah. But unfortunately, I working at the theater that day for the movie that they're having. So, you know, I'm committed to that. So I can't get out of it. And yeah, it's a bummer. But I really wanted to, and maybe next year.
It's going to happen.
Yeah, some year I'm going to be in that putt and crawl.
I'll be in it next year too.
And I'm going to suck. I am going to suck at the putt.
It's not about the sucking. It's not about how good you are. For some people it is. For a lot of us, no.
Well, some people take those kinds of events, even though they're fundraisers and supposed to be fun, take them really fucking seriously.
Yeah.
Like super duper ultra competitive about it. But it's meant to be fun. It's meant to be a fundraiser. It's putt in bars around town.
Yeah.
Can't go wrong there.
Difference this year, if you have done it in years past, is that this is actually going to start out of the fairgrounds. In years past, it has started out at Wild Bill's. Keep that in mind.
Yeah, it's going to start at the fairgrounds this year, and then your designated driver takes you around and shut up. God, don't puke in my car. So,
yeah,
that's the designated driver. Everybody else will be like, repenting, wee, for good cause.
Yeah,
pretty much. And then something that's coming up on the 22nd, we wanted to mention this. Jaden Moe, it's a benefit for him. He's a young man who was diagnosed with testicular cancer. He is undergoing treatments for that. The Platt Bar is having a benefit lunch for him from 11 to 2. And again, that is on the 22nd. So mark your calendars for that and help out that family who are dealing with that tragedy at this time. You know, fighting any kind of cancer would be tough.
So,
you know, if you can help out that family in any way, especially if you can make it down to the Platt Bar for lunch from 11 to 2 on the 22nd. So, yeah.
so that's something going on this weekend.
Yeah, this weekend and a little bit beyond. So other things happening in town. We mentioned before, Joe Hughley is running again for county commissioner.
Yeah. There's a couple other people that are for re-election as well, for county commissioners as well.
Right. Joe Hughley was previously running unopposed, but somebody has actually stepped up to challenge for that seat. And I can't remember I remember the first name off the top of my head, but...
Irving Hyatt.
Okay. I don't know much about him.
My husband knows him. I don't.
Okay. We just found this out, so are we to... Facebook stalked him. Let's be real. We'd have been like, looks like he's got kids. He enjoys the Huskers.
Okay, Irving, if you're watching, I did Facebook stalk you because I wanted to know. I did. He's young. He's probably about our age.
Okay.
I'm still trying to figure out some of the connections. Like, I might know some people he knows. Mm-hmm. Obviously, it will tell me on Facebook, but I'm like, he's some other ways around. But he's young. He's fairly young, which would be nice on that board because, let's be honest, it's a bunch of old white men on that board.
It is. I mean, facts are facts. It is. They are older. They are a bunch of older gentlemen that are our county commissioners. And there is definitely the opinion held by many that getting some younger people in these county seats, these city seats would benefit.
Or how about a woman?
Yeah, obviously, a woman would be a benefit to our city and our county.
Okay, so every time I say that, everybody always comes back and like, wait, Will, why don't you run?
Oh, this is, yes, segue to our next topic.
Why don't you run, Ginger? Well, let me tell you.
And for the record, I feel like this is absolute bullshit.
It is bullshit. I can't run. I can't run because I am in a 2-mile ring around the community, so I'm not technically in city limits, but I have to follow all the rules, codes, laws of city. But I have no representation. None.
Yeah.
So I can't run. Otherwise, I probably would.
People who live in your area, and I believe out at the lake.
Indian Hills. My area, the lake. We all have to abide by those. Maybe not the lake. The lake might not have to, because it might be outside the 2 mile.
Okay.
But me, Indian Hills, everybody within a 2-mile ring of city limits has to abide, but have no representation whatsoever.
And I don't,
so we have no say in anything, but we have to follow every fucking rule.
Right. And your only option is to present
to the
your
county commissioners, which does nothing.
Yeah. Or if you do go to the city council, you have to basically plead your case to all of them instead of your ward's representative, where you could go directly to one person and say, this is what I want. You know, to, you have to basically go to the city council meeting, and not that it's a bad thing, but still you don't have anybody on the council that says, I live in that neighborhood.
Yeah.
This is what we'd like to see or have done.
Exactly. So those who come at me and say, why don't you run? I would, but I can't.
Yeah. And yeah, since you live out there, you don't represent a ward. You wouldn't. I don't think that's right, especially since, I mean, let's be real. The development of town is starting to move south. They're not, I mean, they are putting that one housing development out west.
Yeah.
But the east side of town, they're doing no development on. They sure as fuck ain't doing anything on the north side of town. Everything in town is starting to develop and move along the interstate corridor or south of the interstate. Not that there's anything wrong with that. There's land out there. There's space to do so. But I don't know. I think maybe it's only, depending on how many people move out there, how many houses are built, how many businesses are out there, it's probably only a matter of time before they either extend a ward or create another one.
So here's the whole thing. Like, people are like, well, why don't you just be annexed in? Yeah, that's a great idea. Except for the next people who are in the 2 mile ring are now in the same predicament.
Right.
That's not the issue of being annexed in. It's the fact that no matter what you do, no matter how you take those lines out, there's still 2 miles that have no fucking representation on anything.
Yeah, and that is a bummer. That is a real bummer. Because, again, you don't have anybody who's standing up for your neighborhood's interest.
No. You can call all of them.
Right.
But it's still nice to have a representation of it.
And why we... Oh, sorry, go ahead.
And somebody who is actually in your neighborhood who cares about the same things, because, let's be honest, if they're not... If I'm not in your ward, do you really care? Because I'm not voting for you.
Okay. I don't know if any city council people are going to, or, you know, are listening or are going to listen, but... Are you paying attention to the people south of town where the city is developing and moving to? You better start. I mean, just saying, they probably should start real quick paying attention to that area. And that brings us to Ward 2 for the
school board.
Thank you.
This is kind of an interesting thing. I posted this on my Facebook page yesterday. An article came out in Telegraph saying that Ward 2 for the school board still has nobody running, and the person who is in that seat now is not running again. So currently, nobody is running for that ward. Nobody. So we need to...
Somebody in Ward 2 needs to...
And here's the problem with that.
Yeah.
Okay?
Okay.
So Ward 2 for school board. I have a question, and I called yesterday to the school board administration, and I wanted to know exactly what the boundaries for the different wards were for the school, because I looked online and they are not easily attainable there. In fact, the lady that I spoke to even said the same thing. She goes, yeah, I'm not even sure if they're on here. In fact, I can't even find them. Okay, great. Thank you for echoing my sentiments here. Exactly. She goes, the person who would actually be able to answer your question is not here today. So I'm going to pass this on, and I'm going to have her give you a call tomorrow, because I don't particularly know. Well, guess what? I didn't get a call today, and I still have the same question. Are the school board wards go along the same lines as the city? And if that's the case, that's fucked up, because I'm in a certain ward, and guess what? Again,
I
have no representation.
And your kids go to school. Your kid goes to school.
Yes.
Yeah.
So I have a feeling that it's not the same order. That is my guess.
Yeah.
I think it can't, there's no way it could be, but I'm curious.
Well, we'll have to find out once you find out.
Regardless, if you're on Ward 2 and you know you're on Ward 2 for the school board, or you think somebody would be interested in running, or you're interested, go file your paperwork. You have till next Tuesday.
Yeah, get on that. So... Again, this election year is going to be pretty important. We have no incumbent for mayor, somebody challenging for a county commissioner seat, and many, many city council people running unopposed. Mm-hmm. We have one city councilman who is running for mayor, so he is not seeking re-election. Mm-hmm. So Ward 3, Andrew Lee, who's in Ward 3, there's going to be a race for that seat with no incumbent. So it'll be interesting to see what happens
in
the city.
We have a lot of interesting things happening within the city when we just look at the elections in and of itself.
Yeah, exactly.
And I get kind of interested more in this than I do a lot of the other races. State races, yes, I get interested in that simply because that definitely is a part of us. Especially when we have, you know, senators and those ones. The presidential one, I'm like, it's going to happen, whatever it's going to happen there.
Yeah.
But I'm a firm believer that if you want to see change in anything, and if you really want to care about politics, you probably should start in your own local community because that's where the biggest difference is going to be made. Not, I mean, the corporate people are going to take care of Washington. We have no say in that one.
Yeah. Hi to Darby, Mary, and Stephanie, who have all joined us as well. I've been meaning to get to you guys, so hello.
Sorry, I kind of went off on that.
No, it's fine. It's fine. And I agree. I think the local election is probably the most important one that people need to pay attention to, while most people that I know pay attention to the national thing because they're either on Team Red or Team Blue. I'm on Team Fuck No Matter What.
Yep.
But anyway, that's my own personal opinion on that. But yeah, your local elections, you definitely need to pay attention to those because those are going to directly affect you in some way.
You don't like something happening in the community? Guess what?
Yeah.
Talk to your city council. Talk to your county commissioner. Talk to the city administration. Talk to your codes person. Talk to them.
Provided you have one. I mean, some people.
Like me.
You know, don't.
It makes me so goddamn mad.
Yeah, I know it does. I know it does.
I mean, you and I have had so many conversations about this.
Yeah, and I don't agree with it either. I think that area needs representation.
And no matter what, if they annex us in, the next person in the 2 mile ring, they'd have the same damn issue.
I don't know when, but I'm also of the opinion the more it goes out there, the city shifts out there, eventually they're going to either have to extend a ward, redistrict, rework the wards, or add a ward because that's where the city's expanding to. They're going to have to. There's no way around it. So they might as well start planning and doing that now so that we can have somebody that we also know run for city council. All right, so let's end on a not political note, something a little positive here. North Platte Young Professionals, they have a contest going on. It's called Big Idea North Platte. So here's what you do, okay, and I'm just going to read this from their website here. Step one, create a video describing your business idea and upload it to the YouTubes. It's so easy to upload to YouTube.
Most people know this.
You can do it from your phone.
Yeah.
You can do it from your computer. It doesn't have to be high production quality or anything like that. That's step one. So whatever your business idea is, they say please post it as public, not private, so that they're able to access it. Okay? So that's the first thing. What is your business idea if you have one? And you hear it all the time. All the fucking time.
You know what North Platte needs?
Yeah. A trampoline park. Well, that would be great. It would be cool. Some people want more clothing stores. Some people want more restaurants. Some people want this. Some people want that. Everybody has an idea of what North Platte desperately needs. Upload a video to YouTube. That's step one. Step two, complete the entry form. One submission per idea. And Monday, the 17th at 11:59 p.m. So you have all day on the 17th. That is actually the deadline. So you have, I know we're getting to this kind of late, but we're kind of made aware of this. But anyway, so get that completed. Okay, complete the contest form, being sure to include your YouTube video URL. The video and survey must be completed by the entry deadline, Monday, February 17th, 11:59 p.m. All entries submitted by the deadline will be evaluated, scored, and ranked by a panel of local experts with experience across major industries.
Cool.
And you can also get this at BigIdeaNP.com is the website you would need to go to. Step three, attend a party. The Business Idea Contest event on March 18th. And the event will be similar, they say, to the Shark Tank television program. It's going to be at Godfather's Pizza on the 18th, held at 6 p.m., where they go through all these business ideas. Here's the cool thing. about it. First place, if you win the contest, you get $1,000. Second place, $500. Third place, $250. Youth first place. So there's even one for kids.
That's cool.
Yep, $500. Youth second place, $250. So if you have an idea for a business that you think is just awesome that North Platte needs, now's your chance to really voice your opinion to a group of people, because some of the experts here, I mean, just seeing some of the names like Cassie Condon, who's with the Chamber, those are the people you need to talk to. I know a lot of people think that it's the city. While you may have to talk to them for permits and stuff a little bit, Chamber of Commerce, I would say, is arguably more important in this process than the city.
Yeah.
The idea that you have is falling on the ears of the people who can attempt to make it happen. Not guaranteed that they'll make it happen, but they can attempt to make it happen.
Not to mention help find grants.
Yep, and we talked to Cassie here when we first started about there's classes at the college. The chamber will help people develop business plans. They can help you go through that. That's another thing you see all the time. Like, the city needs to bring this in, and the city stops this from coming in. If you think you have the A1 rock hard big swinging business idea, you need to go to the chamber and talk to them, and they can point you in the right direction. Because the city's going to go, I don't give a fuck.
They're going to be like, here's the codes, people.
Yeah, here's the code people you need to talk to. That's where the city comes in.
Planning commission. You need to talk to them.
Right. If you're going to build your own building and all that, yes, then you need to talk to the city and get the land and permits and all that. But the idea, being steered in the right direction, getting a business plan, getting grant money, getting all that, the people who can help you, that's the chamber. So I'd recommend talking to them. And obviously, they are somewhat involved in this, so they can hopefully take an idea. And who knows?
The parents of the YP group.
Yeah, they're the parent of the young professionals. So
it's all incorporated under the chamber.
Right.
Because the young professionals, never mind. Nobody cares.
We can go deep into it, but basically what you need to know is the young professionals are the kids and the chamber are the parents.
Yeah.
And you can win $1,000 if you got a good idea.
The hostesses are the older sister and the ambassadors are the brother.
Right. Who's the cousin that shows up that everybody's just like, oh, damn, not him.
We're not even going to go there.
Maybe not the cousin, maybe the uncle.
We're not even going to go
there. There's always that one
we're
uncle.
We're not even going to go there because I couldn't answer that.
There's always that one uncle that shows up that you're like, oh, fuck, he's here this year. But then there's always that one cousin that shows up that it's like, we're going to take a stroll behind the shed later. Not that I'm advocating you stroll behind the shed. To check out rakes and stuff.
Like the dirt.
Like the dirt. Make
full
sure
weeds.
Go digging.
Full weeds.
Full weeds. Dig up some worms for fishing. What else do you do behind the shed? I don't know.
Full weeds.
Full weeds.
Or stack wood.
Stack wood. With your cousin. It's Nebraska, not Alabama. All right. So that's what's happening around North Platte. And that's happening this weekend. Again, don't forget Good Life on the Bricks. They have a Monday through Saturday happy hour. 3 to 6 half price apps and drink specials. And they're having a great $60 couples dinner that includes an appetizer, drink, a bottle of champagne, a filet mignon, or smoked salmon, your choice. And this
ombre
cake, this delectable cake that is, I can tell you firsthand, delicious. So,
and if you haven't already done so, go check out our last episode or newest episode that we actually did with our podcast.
Yeah, our swinger episode, which
it was very interesting.
It was an interesting episode. It really was. And I look forward to talking to them again. I hope we get a chance to talk to them again, whether it's about swinging or not, because they were just a very nice couple. Mm-hmm. And yeah, if anybody has any questions you want us to ask them, if we do a follow-up episode, as you will hear if you haven't heard, or as you hear if have heard if you listen to it, they're not shy about talking. They're very open about their lifestyle. They just don't want people knowing who they are.
Yeah.
So Greg and Marsha Brady, if you're watching or if you see this, thank you so much again for doing that with us. That was fantastic. All right. Anything else that you can think of that we need to throw out there to the peoples?
No.
No. All right. Well, enjoy the rest of your evening. Get out there. Enjoy your Valentine's Day. And
go
again,
see Matilda.
Yeah, go see Matilda. come to the Valentine's Day dinner, come to the anti-Valentine's Day celebration.
Go do wine and chocolate pairing.
Yeah, beer and cupcakes. Take your kids to hear a story. And remember, the most important thing we've learned is if you have that friend that's like, I don't care if it's Valentine's Day, it doesn't matter to me, it's just another day. Deep down, they care and they're sad. Buy them some flowers.
Or just give them a Valentine's Day
card. Yeah, give them a card. Give them some chocolate. Even if it's a Snickers. Be like, you know what? I don't want to be, you know, stupid and get you a heart, but here's Snickers, man. Here's some Valentine's Day candy.
And how about, if you do it the next day, the candy is all half price.
Yeah. Yeah. They'll be like, okay, man, very funny. But deep down inside, they'll be just like, it touched me. So, anyway, all right.
Yeah, that's it.
We're out of here. If you want to get in touch with us, if you have a show idea or you have any questions, comments, anything like that, you can find us here, obviously, on Facebook. You just watch us on. You can find us on Instagram at NP Nutshell.
We really need to post that tomorrow.
I posted something tonight.
Oh, I just wasn't paying attention.
Sorry. It's okay. I need to learn to use the Instas better.
I love this. TikTok.
Oh, my God. We're not getting off on TikTok.
No, we're not. We're
no.
We're
but again, if you want to tick Ginger's talk, you can find her on TikTok. or you can get us, you can email us always, npnutshell@gmail.com. Have a great rest of your Thursday. Happy Valentine's Day.
Bye.
Later. End live video. There we go.